we've come up with a comprehensive scholarship review process where we look at, where we normally look at a GPA and an ACT or SAT score, we're now going to look at GPA and then their academic rigor of classes that they've been taking in high school, and we'll make scholarship decisions based on that GPA and academic rigor.
Katie North is the executive director of new student enrollment at USU. She says this will take more work than previous scholarship review, and they are still discussing how this will all be accomplished. North encourages students to take the SAT or ACT because if they meet the required index, they can guarantee the award. She says the comprehensive review will err on the side of favoring the student. However, there is still a set budget of scholarship money to allocate. North says research indicates GPA is often a better indicator of success in college than SAT or ACT scores. She is pleased with some of the improvements because it will encourage students to take more challenging classes.
Well, why should I take AP history instead of being a teacher's aide? If I'm a teacher's aide, I can get an A, and that helps my scholarship chances. And before now, when I looked at a straight GPA and an ACT, that's a hard argument to make. As we move this direction, as we move forward, it's great to be able to say, well, if your student is taking the extra classes, whether it's concurrent enrollment, whether it's AP or honors, those types of classes, not only do they become more academically prepared, but it's also going to help them in scholarships.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.